We are approaching the end of science. The end of science does not mean the end of the unresting endeavor and continually progressing development of more and more comprehensive and useful physical theories. Enlightened physicists remember their zip codes too. The end of science means the coming of Western civilization in its own time and in its own way into the higher dimensions of human experience. Professor G.F. Chu, chairman of the physics department at Berkeley, remarked in reference to a theory of particle physics, "Our current struggle with certain aspects of advanced physics may thus be only a foretaste of a completely new form of human intellectual endeavor, one that will not only lie outside physics, but will not even be describable as scientific. We need not make a pilgrimage to India or Tibet. There is much to learn there, but here at home, in the most inconceivable of places, amidst the particle accelerators and computers, our own path without form is emerging." Al Huang, the Tai Chi master who created the metaphor of Wu Li, once wrote, "Sooner or later we reach a dead end when we talk." He could as well have said that sooner or later we go round in circles when we talk, since going round in a circle is one kind of dead end. As we sat in a cabin at Esalen and talked late into the night, my new friend David Finkelstein spoke to us softly. "I think it would be misleading to call particles the entities involved in the most primitive events of the theory, quantum topology, because they don't move in space and time, they don't carry mass, they don't have charge, they don't have energy in the usual sense of the word." Question: so what is it that makes events at that level? Answer: who are the dancers and who the dance? They have no attributes other than the dance. Question: what is they? Answer: the things that dance, the dancers. My God, we're back to the title of the book. This concludes the reading of The Dancing Wu Li Masters, An Overview of the New Physics, by Gary Zukav. This book was read by Grover Gardner.